Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School teacher Susan Lyons joins us on today's program to talk about a fundraiser she's holding in conjunction with Launching Arrows to provide more access to athletics for persons with disabilities. Well, Susan, we're here today to talk about a very special cause and fundraiser that you've kind of helped develop here quickly and has caught some buzz, so to speak, around the state. Let our listeners know a little bit about Team Keegs and this upcoming fundraiser that you've helped develop with local businesses.
So I have a 7-year-old son, Keegan, and he was diagnosed just short of 2 years old with an intellectual disability and autism. And with that came some challenges. So Keegan is nonverbal. He has troubles socializing. Obviously, his intellectual disability, his cognitive level is far lower than his peers. But one of the things that Keegan loves to do is go on walks around town. And as he's gotten older, that's been a little harder because as he gets older and bigger, he outgrows his stroller or equipment that we can use to get him around town. So currently, we personally purchased a stroller for Keegan that he's also growing out of, that's a little bit bigger, that can handle his weight. And it kind of got me thinking, you know, how do other families do this? And I started kind of looking around, and in the midst of looking around, I was actually watching a triathlon up in Ames where they had a young man in a raft and three swimmers swam with him. And I was like, that's so cool that this kid gets to do this. And he was lit up with joy. And then he got out of the water and they carried him to this cart, and that cart was attached to a bike, and a biker biked him the course. And they come back to transition, and that same cart was modified into a running cart, and a different person ran this young man. And I just thought, that is the coolest thing, that there was just this group of people surrounding this one child and allowing that young man to participate in something that he wouldn't regularly be able to do. And they made sacrifices for him to do that. So that's kind of how this got started. And I thought, I wonder how I can get my hands on one of those carts. And then I thought, well, this is so much bigger than Keegan. How many kids in our community would love to be able to run a race or participate in a triathlon that A, wouldn't be able to afford this equipment, and B, that haven't been exposed to anything like that because their parents aren't an athlete? But my hope is to pair these children with people who are already doing those things. And so I think it's a win-win, and we're really looking forward to all of the families of Pella and surrounding communities taking advantage of these carts.
Well, and when you mention athletics, we're in a town where we're full of that, all the way from, you know, your child's peers, all the way up through high school and the middle school where you teach, to our college. It just added the triathlon, and then all the way through adults that are very active in our community. And I imagine that's one of the big important pieces here, is to give so many kids here in town that see their peers that have this incredible athletic success, to maybe give them a chance on the track or somewhere to be able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of these driving forces is the fact that these families oftentimes are held captive in their homes because of the needs of their child. And so it hasn't even crossed their mind to participate in a race of any sort. I mean, A, they don't have the equipment, but B, they just can't. And we have so many loving, giving, caring, servant-hearted people in this community that want to do something. They want to connect with all abilities in this community. And I've had so many people say, sign me up. I will push anyone. I will pull on a bike. I will swim. And so I'm just looking forward not only to the children being able to participate in something they haven't before, but also building relationships amongst our community. Because some of these families aren't able to get out as much. Or, you know, and Mike and I, our situation is a lot of times one of us has to stay home and the other gets to go, and we take turns because it's just too much. So we're just hoping that this awareness will bridge gaps that exist by no other reason than the special needs keeps them at home. So we're looking forward to it.
And so this Saturday coming up, there will be a fundraiser here in town to help benefit that. And then beyond that, if they can't make it, you do have a GoFundMe page as well to kind of help with some of the costs associated.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Iris Coffee has just been an incredible resource for us. Elizabeth up there has been the driving force behind a lot of the publicity that's come behind this. And she has offered up at Iris Coffee, that's in the bike shop, Iowa Bike on the Square, that anyone that comes in and buys a bag of coffee, she will donate $10 to the cause. And so that's this Saturday, 9 to noon. And then beyond that, we do have a GoFundMe page that we're going to put some flyers around town, and it's all over Facebook. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out.
Well, and obviously you've had a pretty good head start so far, but you're hoping this continues, especially as kids come back to school. And many parents who may have, you know, middle school students here that interact on a daily basis with students who have special needs. Obviously, you talk the relationship piece. That may be an ongoing piece. This isn't just supposed to end Saturday. You're hoping this continues throughout the school year and beyond.
I think that this is going to be a generational thing. This is here in Pella to stay. This is not this year or next. This is many years to come. We hope to have to replace the carts. We hope to have to replace the wheels. We hope that this is just a thing that is a pillar in Pella.
Once again, that was Pella Middle School teacher Susan Lyons discussing a special fundraiser helping those with disabilities have more access to athletics. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.